Allow yourself to gently close your eyes and begin to relax. Let your body become heavier and slow down. And your breathing soften as you relax, going deeper and deeper. Letting go of any tension, any anxiety, as you go deeper and deeper. Listening to the sound of my voice as you go deeper into a relaxed state of mind. Your body letting go. Quietly. Gently, as you go deeper and deeper. As you enter a deeply relaxed state of mind, a state of peace and calm. As you drift, as your body relaxes and your mind comes at ease, relaxing more and more, going deeper and deeper, you are now totally relaxed and at ease. And I'm going to count from 7 to 1. And at the count of 1, you'll find yourself at an entrance to the earth. A place where you can enter the earth through a cave or a tunnel, an opening in the trunk of a tree, a staircase in the cellar of an old mansion, or whatever is right and true for you. You'll find yourself there, at a place where you can enter deep into the earth at the count of 1. 7. Going deeper. 6. Relaxing more and more. 5. Down. 4. Going deeper and deeper. 2 and 1. Find yourself there, next to an entrance that leads into the earth. Experience your surroundings. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Smell the air and sense the environment about you. Reach out and touch it and feel it with your heart and mind. And as you look there at your entrance to the earth, you see that it leads down a pathway. And you step now into this entrance and begin to walk down the pathway, down, deeper and deeper. Down the pathway that leads into the earth, deeper and deeper into the earth. And you feel the dampness of this pathway and the darkness. And you smell the earth. As you move swiftly now, down this pathway that leads deep into the earth. And as you walk down this pathway, deeper and deeper, you eventually come to a cave-like opening deep under the ground. And you walk into this opening, and you see there, on the other side, a door. And by this door stands a guide. You walk across this cave-like opening and greet the guide. And you ask this guide, "Please take me to the chamber of beliefs within my subconscious mind." And the guide motions through the doorway, and you pass through. And you follow your guide as it moves along pathways, this way and that. Left, right, up and down. Moving along, following this guide as it takes you to the chamber of beliefs within your subconscious mind. Trusting the journey, going with the experience as you move and travel to the chamber of beliefs within your subconscious mind. And after some time, your guide points in the direction of a door. A door that is glowing bright with light that shines from behind it. And you walk up to this door, and you see there on the front of the door the words, "Chamber of Beliefs." You open this door and walk into a brilliantly lit room. You notice that this room is lined with filing cabinets. Row after row of filing cabinets. And in the center of the room, there is a table. And on this table, there is paper, a pen, and a brass container filled with flames of fire. You walk to the center of this room and you think about the belief that you wish to change. And as you think about this belief, you're instinctively drawn to a filing cabinet. For you know that in that filing cabinet exists this very belief. And as you focus upon this belief, the filing cabinet opens of its own accord. and you walk up to that filing cabinet and draw it open further. And you're instinctively drawn to a piece of paper, a file that you know is the belief that you wish to change. And you pull out this piece of paper, and there, written on the paper, is the very belief that you wish to change. You take this piece of paper to the centre of the room. Looking at the belief, you say it out loud in your mind. And as you say this belief, you experience the depths of feelings that go with this belief. And you allow these feelings to be there. You experience these feelings. And allow yourself to fully connect to the core essence of this belief and the feelings that it generates. Feeling these feelings fully, allowing them to fill your being. You now take these feelings and you place them into the container of fire in the center of the room. And you do this in whatever way feels right and true for you. Perhaps you experience them as liquid or as a substance that pours out of your stomach or out of your heart or out of your hands. Perhaps you pull them out of your body. Perhaps you experience them as objects, as sticks or stones, or as pictures or memories. You place these feelings into the container of fire in the center of the room, putting all these feelings into the flames of fire to be transmuted and transformed. And as you place these feelings into the fire, you watch them go up in smoke, melted away by the heat and fire, dissolving these emotions, purifying them into light, until they are no longer. You now take the pen from the table and you cross out this belief on the piece of paper with vigour. And you write across the piece of paper, void. And lastly, with all the passion you can muster to be rid of this belief, you tear the paper and rip it into tiny pieces. You now take these shreds of paper and place them into the container of fire and watch them go up in smoke. Your belief is no longer. You now take a new piece of paper from the table and you write out with joy and enthusiasm your new belief. And you see it there, and you say it out loud in your mind. And as you say this new belief, you begin to experience all the feelings that go with that belief. All the beautiful, positive feelings that go with that belief. Imbued with these feelings, you now take this piece of paper and you walk back to the filing cabinet and you place your new belief in the exact same place as the old belief used to be. And you close the filing cabinet. And walk back to the center of the room. As you experience and feel all the positive feelings associated with this new belief. You turn now to leave this chamber and walk to the entrance door. Opening the door and entering the passageway on the other side as you close the door behind you and walk back across the pathways that lead you back to the doorway where you first met your guide. And you walk through this doorway back into the cave-like opening deep under the earth. And you cross this opening to the climbing pathway on the other side that leads up, up to the entrance where you began your journey. And you walk now up this pathway, back, back, out of the earth, rising higher and higher, back to the entrance where you began your journey. Returning, walking out of the entrance now, to where you began your journey. And as you stand there now, outside the entrance to the earth, you close your mental eyes. I'm now going to count from 1 to 7. And at the count of 7, you'll find yourself back in your body, feeling refreshed and alert, vibrant and awake. And you'll open your eyes. 1. Coming back now. 2. Becoming more and more awake. 3. Four. Returning to an awake state of consciousness. 5. 6. And 7. 7. Open your eyes and find yourself awake and alert, basking in the feelings of your new belief.